I think what happened with Anna is because, Laura, I'm talking to Laura right now, since we had our interview or our conversation with Kobe Bryant, I feel like you've gotten a really big head. Like, all of a sudden, she's...
I've always had a big head,
Sim. That's true. You're right. What am I saying? Just getting bigger. We got guests like Kobe Bryant. And
I know. But, Sim, I learned from you.
We're at the WeWork, our studio. I love it here.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
You can describe it for us.
There's a plant that somehow is being taken care of, which I can't imagine you're taking care of this house plant.
No, Laura. I think Laura does.
This is when our listeners are like, okay, this one's going to be fucking boring.
This is why we should get to the calls right away then.
Okay, great.
Right?
Yep.
Enough banter.
Enough banter.
We have another caller update for you guys today with Megan, who originally called in on episode 136 with David Spade. Anna and David talked to Megan about a guy that can't seem to make up his mind about dating her. Let's listen to a brief recap of the initial call that we put together for you, and then we'll let Megan tell us where she is now with the situation on a voicemail that she left for us. Enjoy.
Hey, Megan, it's David Spade with my guest, Anna Faris.
Oh, God. Megan, I'm so sorry.
Tell us what's going on with you, Megan.
I went on a trip to Georgia with a group of friends a couple months ago, and there was a guy going on the trip that I'd only met like once before, but he was really cute, and he and I end up kissing, and then he ends up admitting that he's had a crush on me for years since we first met, like years ago in college. After about a month of us talking, he just completely ghosts me. And so that was 3 months ago, and then the other night, he sends me a super long text message saying that he's so sorry, but that he kind of stopped talking to everybody that he knows because he was just kind of depressed and a lot of bad stuff is happening in his life.
David, a question for you.
Yes.
Okay. Do men ever use, like, I've had a crush on you for blank amount of time as an in?
That part of the story I was believing because she's probably...
No. But do you know what I'm saying? Of course, like, there's a... people convince themselves of anything.
It's sort of a good flirt move.
But I imagine that a guy who says that sometimes also has had crushes on
other girls.
Maybe, yeah. David, you being, you know, a man about town.
My reputation is the worst in this room.
Is that
the rest of the town? I'm not so bad.
Is that a player move?
I went to player.
Yeah,
from Man About Town, which is sort of at least fucking cloaked a little bit. Give me those fucking watermelon that I earned.
I think that this guy is just not the one.
Because I feel like this is what happened. I feel like he really did like you, Megan. I feel like he really liked you a lot. Then he met someone else and he wanted to try it out with her for whatever reason, and then it didn't work out. Then he realized, let me go back to Megan, who was really great. I think that's what happened.
That's very possible.
And it sucks.
But if he were honest, potentially, if he were like, listen, that I had this other thing and I felt like really, like if he were mature enough,
I'd say,
oh God, am I so, I am, yeah.
No, listen, no, I'm
you're
41. Doing
this. No, you're very good at this. You're actually better than I thought you'd be. You're very,
fuck you, David.
I thought you'd be really skimming over the top, but you get into
it. Fuck you.
No, you've already said fuck you to me 30 times more than any guest.
Hi, Anna. Hi, Sim. It's Megan. I wanted to give you guys a quick follow-up call and let you know what happened with the guy that had told me he had a crush on me and then ghosted for a couple months and then came back into my life apologizing. So after our conversation, I really had a lot to think over. I know you guys were not fans of him at all, and it had me feeling like I should have listed a couple more positive traits about him so you got a better picture. But really the piece of advice that stuck out to me after that conversation was Anna saying, he's just not the one. And after just a month of talking to each other and to have all of this stuff come up, and no matter what he was dealing with, I know that he was talking about his depression and there were some theories during our call about maybe he's not being totally truthful, which I hadn't even considered that he even might have been lying. I was being a little naive. But I knew I didn't want to move forward with any sort of relationship with him, and it wasn't going to be good for me. So I ended up texting him to end things completely, and then he responded back with a really vague text saying he was sorry, kind of talking in circles. Some of his sentences didn't even make sense. I would read it to you, but it really, a lot of his texts are completely nonsensical. So I've moved on since then. I haven't talked to him at all, and I'm happier for it. I'm still single, but I just feel very happy about the decision that I made in that situation. So no regrets. And I'm just so thankful to you both and David Spade for just helping me get to that point a little bit quicker than I might have myself, or hopefully I would have made this decision in the end even on my own. But it was so great talking to you. You guys were absolutely hilarious. And I just want to say again, I love you, Anna, and fuck you, Sim.
Let's do Paige first. And she is in Jacksonville, Florida. And she's 24. A second Paige.
I want to grill you again about the age thing.
You have... You're a smart person, Anna. You know that.
Can we talk about it later?
Yes. You have to.
Hello?
Hey, Paige.
Hi.
Hi, Paige. It's Anna.
Hi, Anna. Nice to meet you.
You as well. Thank you so much for submitting a question. And we're here in the new recording studio, which feels like... Shit, I better fucking know what I'm talking about, which I never do. So anyway, Paige, thank you for doing this.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So Paige, tell us what's going on with you.
Okay, so last January, I had met a guy on a dating app. And before going on our first date, he had informed me that he was previously married and that he had been divorced for about a year now, and he just wanted to be honest with me. So I still agreed to go on the date, and the date went great. We had a lot in common, and he, you know, told me that he would like to see me again. And so I saw him later on in the week, and he was a gentleman. He didn't try to even kiss me till the fifth date, and a month went by and we still were seeing each other. And at that point, you know, I'm wondering what's going on, where are we at? And he told me that he wasn't looking for anything serious, that he enjoyed spending time with me, but he just didn't want anything serious. And he had just found out that he was getting stationed, because he was in the military, that he was getting stationed to another state, and that long distance hadn't worked in the past. So I still, you know, decided to see him. Months went by. We had slept together a few times, and I decided after 3 months to call it off, because I started developing feelings for him. And so I cut things off with him, even though he said he would still like to talk to me. So October came around, and I got a text message from him that he was back in town and that he never got stationed out of state, that he actually got deployed instead, and that he would like to see me and catch up. And so I saw him and things went great. We kept seeing each other after that. And before I know it, it's December. 2 months had gone by, and I'm at kind of like the same spot I was before, in the sense of like, you know, what's going on. And so I asked him about his intentions again, and he said he still didn't want anything serious. And so my question to you guys is, when, as women, should we ask guys to state their intentions for us? And what do you guys mean by they don't want anything serious, but yet they still want to talk to us all the time? They still want to see us.
Oh, Paige.
What's y'all's opinion?
All right. Well,
you know my thoughts already. I know. Yeah. I think Anna knows me well enough to know exactly what I'm going to say. So I'm going to let Anna just go for a bit.
Paige, let me minutia question. Where did he say he was deployed for short term deployment?
He was overseas. I can't remember the exact
Okay,
country,
the only reason why I asked the question, and it's because it's sort of neither here nor there for me, but gauging his sort of level of honesty. Because if he was in Jacksonville the whole time, I don't know. Because I think he's playing games with you. And the thing about this situation is that if everybody is on the same wavelength, if you guys are hooking up and enjoying hooking up and like both parties understand each other and each other's intentions. That's great. I just don't know to what level he's misleading you. And because it sounds like you want something more or you want commitment, and maybe maybe that's the pressure that society puts on us as women. Maybe there are things that you don't really like about him, but you feel kind of, I don't know, I've been in that situation, where it's like, do I really like this person? But I feel like I should because I slept with him. I think examine those things. I think the big question is, what do you want a relationship, or do you want a relationship because you think you should be having a relationship with him?
And what is it about him that you like?
So back to the whole, you know, sleeping together.
You guys are both
sex.
Sexy. They're sexy. They're both sexy. You guys are both sexy. Paige. Yeah.
So it never really was about that all the time, though. Like, there was plenty of times that we hung out or went on a date and we never ended up going back to his place or my place. So it wasn't all about hooking up.
Does he have kids, or like, what's going on with the ex?
He does not have kids.
And does he, like, I don't know. I know nothing about social media, as you could probably tell from my Instagram, but I don't know if you felt whatever, are you able to, I just wonder his, like, what there's a few red flags in this scenario for me. One is, that he, never left or left for a short period of time and then came back, like sort of that initial deception, which may or may not have been his fault, but it's still, to me, it's like, I don't know. It seems a little bit shady. And the second one is, why, like, exactly what sort of Sim said, like, why do you like this guy? And is it because, you know, so often we're drawn into like the trap of like, oh, this person doesn't like me. How do I get them to like me? And that becomes the consuming thought overwhelms sort of like it totally clouds our judgment.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut
you
off.
No. Listen to us. We're total women. We're like, sorry. I know, we do that all the time. Okay, but I am sorry, Paige.
What I was going to say is what attracted to him was, so I come from a military family and I played a college sport. He played a college sport. He is driven and passionate with his job. He's just like a manly man. And I feel like there's not, in our society, like you said, you know, there's a lot of pressures from the world. And I'm one of those girls who, I have a Facebook. I am not really active on social media. And he does not have any social media other than a Snapchat. And so I found that like, wow, you know, this guy seems to have his life together.
How did you guys meet then?
We met on a dating app. We met on Tinder. So I kind of had gotten over a breakup and I hadn't been on a date or talked to a guy in over a year. And my friend had been dating a guy off of Tinder and for 3 years. And so she's like, one night, you know, we're out at the bars and she's like, you need to just do it. Just download the app, give it a shot. You kind of get an idea of what
Paige,
type of guy you're dealing with.
Paige,
anyway.
But listen, no judgment on you at all for dating apps. I think it's fucking awesome. But have you gotten any other clues that sometimes things don't add up with him? Like little things. I mean, and you don't have to. It's just you don't have to tell us. It's just a seed. Mm-hmm. It's just something to think about. If like little things, like he told you that, you know, his cousin is from Tennessee, and then he tells you whatever, like that he doesn't really have any close relatives, or like anything, because to me, this deployment thing, that's one of those things that it's like, oh, that doesn't quite add up, and it doesn't add up that he's on a dating app doesn't have a social media presence.
But don't you need a social media presence to get onto the dating app?
I know that there was an option that you could connect your Facebook.
Yeah,
your
you have to connect through Facebook.
Could sign up via email. You can sign up via email too.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you told me, Paige, that because you got off to a great start with no social media, but you guys met on an app. If you said you met at a bar and that he's completely disconnected from technology, the fact that he is swiping
that would make
on sense. Yeah, and I'm like, all right, okay, and then the whole military thing. We're gonna get letters like, don't you know? And I know you come from military family, so you understand that. Maybe the men have to be noncommittal because a few letters came in because when we had some military questions.
Listen,
in the past. So I don't know. I believe that too.
Yeah.
Of course, the one thing that I am struggling with is the fact that he's contacting you when it's convenient for him.
Yeah, I don't want. Oh,
100%.
I don't want you to feel used, yeah. And I feel like there's something. My gut, knowing nothing. Paige, so please forgive me, is that he may there's something that a little nefarious going on, but that's sort of that's almost beside the point. The fact that you don't feel good about this relationship is the bigger point. And we can't ever force anyone to fall in love with us, but I do think you could tell him. And depending on how if you want to, if you want to keep like, you know, hooking up and having a good time, great. But I just don't want your heart to be, I just want you to protect yourself. Some people can do that. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those people, but I do think that you can tell him, that you, I don't know exactly how to phrase this. That you are a person who wants a commitment, and if you do, Paige.
Has he ever gotten the impression that you want more than he does? Because he has said, I can't have anything serious right now. You told me that already. Have you ever given him the impression that you want more, and you've actually said those words? And what did he say to that?
Yes, I told him that I did start having feelings for him, and that I couldn't be with a guy that is on and off and wants to play games. And his response was, I know that I've been closed off and I'm trying to open up. I enjoy spending time with you and talking to you. You're a great person. I just don't know what I want right now. And I told him, when he told me that, of course it was hard. And I told him that I think it was just time that we cut ties. And this was around January, the beginning of January of this year. And I haven't reached out to him, but he has continued to send me at least one text every week saying, hope you have a great week. Hope you're doing well, this and that. And I'm like over here on the inside, like, why are you still wasting your time talking to me when you don't want anything? You know, it's like
because he wants to sleep with you again.
He's not ready to have a relationship. Feeling that he's still married.
You know what's honestly, I don't like another red flag on it. You know, interesting you say that. He has no Facebook profile, right? But yet he has a Tinder profile. So usually people that cheat.
He could be
get
separate.
Caught on Tinder because of Facebook friends that are mutual.
And he could be separated or so. Who knows what's going on? But I, I, I
but he has a Tinder profile for just logging in with an email address. So that means that he has complete...
Right. And even Paige, when you say that he texts something like, have a great week, it's like... That seems like a text from somebody who might get caught. The other person in their lives might be looking through their phone.
No, I don't know. It might be the fact that he has already been told, no, I'm not interested anymore because you don't want anything more. And so now he's just not trying to be overbearing, but reaching out, giving a little, I'm still here. I'm just letting you know when you are ready to talk, I'm ready to talk and hook up with you again, but not necessarily have a relationship, which is completely fucked up.
And I know he's not married.
Okay.
I know that he's... So, because you know how us girls are. Like, we always figure things out. And so I actually had found his ex on Facebook, or his ex-wife, and they are divorced. Like, they are completely divorced. She has, like, no pictures of him. Like, all that. So I know that is the truth. Like, I mean, he's erased from her life.
Well, that's good. That's good. So wait, is there a big age difference?
Nope. I'm 24 and he's 27. So, no.
So
I mean, we're a few years apart.
You know, this is like the story page, I think, of all of our lives. It's like it's like you want someone to adore you as much as you adore them. And the truth is, like we talk about on the podcast, like most relationships, friendships, all kinds of whatever, all of our relationships, it's never a 50-50. There's always that imbalance. And sometimes we're on the 30 to 40 end, you know, and somebody, but right now he has a bit of power because you like him, and maybe he's like going through a thing where he wants to keep all options open.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
But
that's why he's being really nice to you, and that's why when you do see him, you always feel like, oh, maybe he's turned around, because he probably makes you feel great when you guys are alone together.
Yeah, I'm sure the sex is fucking amazing.
But I'm sure he's also a really nice person too.
Yeah, I'm sure. I bet you're right. But I guess the important thing, I wish I could give you more specific advice, but I think the important thing is just to protect yourself, you know, and just make sure that if it kind of figure out what you want, and if what you want is a relationship, then explain that to him in a mature, you know, way of with, you know, like, listen, I like you. I want a relationship. I'm going to let you sit with that. Like, I don't want to, but
watch his response always.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, don't over explain yourself. Just say, keep it simple and small, and say, this is what I like. And this is what I see for my future. And you don't have to go too into like futurizing of like, I want to be married, I want to have kids or whatever. Like, you don't have to go into that territory, but I think you can just say to him, like, I love being around you. But you know, I'm the kind of person that wants a relationship, and I'd like to have a relationship with you. If you're not ready for that, I'm okay with that. But I just want you to know that I need to kind of back away. I don't know. Is that a good way to put it?
That's fine. That's fine.
I just don't want to, like, listen, as I told her page to not elaborate, I'm elaborating as I'm imagining talking to him.
I think the important thing is to see how he responds and if he hesitates at all.
Yeah.
And if he hesitates at all, even for a moment, or he's not sure how to respond, I think that's a huge red flag. If he looks at you and smiles and says, that's exactly what I want, I've realized the error of my ways,
But that won't happen, because men aren't really taught to like have knee-jerk emotional reactions like that.
I have knee-jerk emotional reactions like that.
You know what? Yeah, but you're a little different. I'll talk to you about that later. But the thing is that we're also taught too, as women, to the like expect the big romantic gesture, which sometimes happens. And I love love, and I want everyone to to be in love. I think the world would be a much, much better place if everyone was in love. But I don't want you to wait. I don't want you to feel rejected and hurt until that moment mm-hmm. that may or may not come happens, you know? And so I don't know.
So you're saying right now the advice should be to go up to him either on the phone or in person, over text. How should this conversation happen?
I think that they should go out again, and she should say, like, I don't know, like.
What if he talks her into the bedroom, and then he's the same thing happens?
It depends on how Paige feels about it. If she wants to have a good fuck before before like a potential make or break deal,
okay.
Then
yeah. So you're saying have the fuck first, and then afterwards, then talk about it.
Yeah. You know,
when he's really
take a
vulnerable,
warm towel.
Yeah, okay.
Wipe off his penis.
Oh my god! Unbelievable.
And Paige, say, "Will you marry me?"
Oh wow!
I love you. No, Paige, don't do that. But well, maybe I don't know. Listen, who knows? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
The warm towel on the penis is great, by the way.
Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
It's a great service you provide.
But Paige, but also know that, you know, I want all of our listeners and callers to be really happy. And I want you to, like, protect yourself. And I don't want your heart to be broken. And that may happen. And actually, I do think it's actually good for us as humans to sort of go through that experience. But I don't like it that he is, to me, there's just a few red flags, and I would explain that you want a relationship, but be strong and confident in that explanation. If you can, you know, say like, this is the kind of person I am. I know that, you know, whatever, but,
and you know what? And he might freak out. He might say, I'm not ready for this. And then he'll probably tell his friends, oh my gosh, he's moving way too quickly, and I don't know, I can't deal, it's crazy, man. And then, you know what, that's the type of person he is, and then screw it, you never have to talk to him again. But at least you'll know, and you don't have to just dance around this whole thing, because he's going to continue to want to sleep with you if you let him.
It turns out, Paige, I've realized one of my life lessons at 42, that men like to stick their penis into warm things. Isn't that correct, Sim?
It's true.
Especially hot ones like you, Paige. Anyway, God, I'm being gross.
Paige, do you have any questions for us before we let you go?
Will you please keep in touch? This is my college experience, Paige. Like, I...
Yes.
Yeah, please, please, please be in touch.
Yes, I definitely will keep in touch.
Really appreciate
it. Thank you so much for all...
Look for the signs. Let us know more, like when you start like examining just like the little things that just don't seem to add up. Mm-hmm. Those are tiny clues that can lead to like a bigger clue.
But I'm glad that we called you today, because this is an important question, and you should know that you're not alone. I'm sure everyone has asked this question, and the truth is that I don't know. I should probably wait until you hang up the phone for me to say that I don't think that this is a guy you end up walking down the aisle, or no, you don't walk down the aisle with him.
Okay.
You don't. I don't. What's the phrase? I don't think this is a guy that you're going to marry.
Wow, Sim, profound. You're also really loud in my headphones.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paige. I love you.
Sorry, Paige. I shouldn't have said that.
No. That's an important thing to say.
I appreciate everything. Honest opinion matters.
Well, we love you, and I guarantee you we're going to hear a lot of response about this, because it truly happens to everybody. I think it happens to women more than men, but I could be wrong about that. Maybe I think we just vocalize it more. Anyway, we love you, and please, 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 please be in touch.
Thank you, Paige.
Yes, thank you. Love you both.
Love
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, man, I so feel that.
But here's the thing.
But
can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Doesn't everyone have... Everyone's had that.
I'm looking at it this way.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be obvious? I mean, I know it's hard. Maybe it's hard because I'm not... I can't see it from that standpoint. But why do they continue to want to be with someone that is not giving them the time of day?
Because, well, I think that people... You know, we see what we want. Oops. We see what we want to see, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you cling on to the positive So when Paige is talking about like, oh no, he is divorced. It's like, okay, well, but is that enough? Like we cling on to like the things, you know, just the things that we want to believe. Like,
okay, let me ask you this then.
Yeah. What?
If 10 years from now, when Paige is 34,
yeah,
will she have learned from this, do you think? Or do you think that it's something that it doesn't really matter how old you are?
But no, Sam, this is a good question, though. I mean, didn't you? We've all been romantics, and it's just after getting, like, burned or whatever, or, like, going through life that it's so easy for us, I think, for me, like, being 42, to be like, oh, this seems obvious to me because I've lived it. But until you live it, like...
Then why do you get upset when I say their ages? Because don't you want to know where they are in their lives? Mm. Doesn't that make sense?
I think it makes sense for me to know. But I don't know if it makes sense for everybody to know.
I think our listeners would want to know where they are in their lives as well.
All right.
You're not seeing their faces, so it's not a...
No, I hear... Oh, thank you. No,
you're just hearing their voices. And by the way, some of their names are changed. If they want to remain anonymous, we change their names.
No, and I agree with you to some degree. I agree with you in the sense that it is, when we talk about relationships, to me they are, you know, my own experience was that I had a different kind of love in my teens. I had a different kind of love in my 20s. I had a different kind of love in my 30s. And now in my 40s. But I just don't know how, if it undermines... Because I look at that at being 42 and somebody calls in and they're like, you know, 21. And I instantly think through my own life experience, don't get married. Mm-hmm. Don't get married at this age. Yeah. Like, but who am I to like fucking judge?
You don't have enough information. Right. Because maybe they should get married.
Maybe.
At 21. And maybe they're going to, I mean, how many.
But I don't know.
Your parents were really young when they got married and so were mine.
Yeah.
And they're doing fine.
Yeah, that was also that other fucking generation.
What? Yeah, that generation's different.
I know.
I don't know. Our next caller today also happens to be dealing with confusing signals from someone, but in this situation, the confusing signals are coming from her soon-to-be ex-husband. Let's call up Lily and find out more about her situation.
Hello?
Hey. Hi, Lily.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, Anna.
Lily, tell us what's going on.
Okay, so I am towards the end of a divorce. My husband and I were married for almost 10 years. And at first, things were really bitter and he was angry, which I understand that. But like I said, we're kind of nearing the end of it now. And he recently has started to text me and a lot and tell me that he has done a lot of growing and he wants us to be friends and we have two daughters. And so, you know, the chance to be, you know, on amiable terms with my ex, like I want that for my girls. But at the same time, he's also been texting me a lot. Like he texts me like pictures of like what he's doing during the day and he gives me updates and he's got a much younger girlfriend that he tells me like stuff that they go do. And it's just really weird and awkward, and I want to talk to him about it because I don't really think it's appropriate for him to be texting me stuff like that. I'm not jealous. I'm seeing somebody. I'm really happy, and I'm happy that he's happy, I guess. But I just I don't know how to talk to him about it, and I really need your help.
Can I ask you a couple of questions? Did you initiate the divorce? I know that's kind of... Okay, so... So in my very limited, unqualified experience, men tend to be a little shocked even when they may or may not be the guilty party member when somebody leaves them. It's like, well, you didn't give us a chance. It's like, no, I fucking gave you 10 fucking years. So his passive aggressiveness or like the sexual whatever he's trying to instigate out of you does seem inappropriate and needy in his own way, and maybe things aren't going quite as well with his new girlfriend as, you know, whatever they that he wants, or maybe it's still like the, you know, the ego crush of rejection. And so those are things to just put in your pocket and you don't have to say anything about it. But I think that you, so first of all, do you express, do you show like the texts and everything to your new boyfriend?
Did I text my ex about my boyfriend?
No. Do you show him the texts from your ex?
Oh yeah, my boyfriend knows. Yeah. We have a very, very open, honest relationship.
And I love that. I love that. And I think that's really important. But also be careful of letting your new love affect you, like tug on the emotional strings of like, that's not right. Because your new boyfriend is like, he's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what a dick or whatever. And so... So while that is completely understandable, don't let that like sway your rational sense, because you guys have kids and because it is like we're thinking about the long game of like everyone being happy in their future selves in like 5 years from now. And absorb that, but take it with like a little, like you don't have to push back on your new boyfriend, but and continue, I think, to show the text or whatever, but just know that there's that like, you know, sort of male pride thing going on. And, you know, so just keep that in mind. But I would say to your ex, and I would text him, I would not meet him. I wouldn't call him. I would just say, hey, like, not sure what's going on. But, you know, this text made me feel a little uncomfortable. I hope you're well. And so glad that the kids are great or what. Like, that's an ill.
No, I don't know. That's going to confuse him, I think.
Well, he's fucking confusing her.
No, I want to know, Lily, question for you. How do you respond to those texts?
Yeah.
When he sends, give me an example of a text he sends. Like, can you read a text now?
Good call.
Yeah, take your phone out and read some of the texts and tell me what you responded.
Ah, but I'm on my phone.
Yeah, put on speaker. It's fine. You can put on speaker for a second.
The last weird one,
we just went going camping. And
hang on, I'm opening it. Hang on.
Sorry, Lily.
Okay, so he sent me. No, it's okay. He sent me a picture of a liquor store outside of his gym. Okay, and he said they shouldn't put a liquor store across the street from the gym. The whole time I was on the treadmill, I was thinking about dark beer. They got me. LOL.
Is that a text that he would have sent that to you when you guys were together, right? That's something like, you know, he was looking back. He was looking for some nostalgia there, right? That's something that makes him.
I guess, but shouldn't he be texting his girlfriend that kind of stuff?
He's not happy with his girlfriend. If he was happy with his girlfriend, he wouldn't be texting you those things. He's longing for those good old days when things were great in your relationship.
Okay, so with that example, I have to like backtrack on my.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. I think truly, Lily, he misses you.
Yeah.
And he's trying to make you laugh and wants you to miss him. But having said that, I think that you respond with like an LOL, haha, or an emoji or something.
Is that encouraging? Is that encouraging more?
No, just like something.
I just ignore it. I don't even answer. I don't even respond.
I think that that's good, but I also think like a simple emoji is like, I think that acknowledges him because you guys have kids, things will have to be civil. So I think you don't like. I think this is what emoji. I finally figured out what emojis are made for. Oh my God.
Yes, I know what. Did you ask me if I know what emojis are?
No, no, no. No, I just had a realization, Lily.
They're made to end the conversation.
Yeah. Fuck.
Okay.
They're made to, like, this is the stamp on the conversation. This is the...
I was in the fucking emoji movie. And this is like a fucking revelation right now.
Oh, that's right. That's what I was talking
about. Yeah. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Lily. Yeah. So I think just like, yes, that's what I would just send him like a smiley face or whatever, like, ooh, or whatever. And so keeping things civil and keeping things friendly, because when you guys do interact and you exchange, like the kid, you know, interchange or whatever, that thing that your yeah. girls see you guys interacting in a really positive way. And that's the most important thing right now at this juncture, I think. But it sounds like your ex is seeking something and is probably because, you know, I'm sure it's probably the case of like, but I know I fucked up, but I didn't think she would actually leave. Which is the story of
all right, like, I want
like the American girl's journey when she goes to college.
Lily, oh, you have God. More do you have any more questions for us? I don't think we didn't tell her what to do.
But well,
because I don't think emojis are enough. I think she wants to know how do I, because Lily wants to know how do I get him to stop, right?
No, here's the thing, Lily.
Yes.
I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I
agree with you.
I wouldn't ask him to stop because that's going to be instigatory, and which is something that he's looking for. So you like truly like just
humor him.
Yep. A simple placating him for the time being, and if things start to get weirder, if he starts sending you like,
okay, so is it weirder that he texted me that the power was out at his place and he was gonna have to go stay the night at his girlfriend's house?
Yeah,
because that was another one that made me feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah, okay, that's
so
odd.
Can we dissect that one for
a
second?
Odd. You're right, Lily. You're right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So maybe he's telling you that. I can't really defend that one.
Yeah, I can't either. You're right, Lily. You're right.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry.
It's just weird.
That's a weird one.
What do your parents think? Like, do you have a commute, like friends or family that can also help you wait? Like, no, like they know him, so maybe they can weigh in on this.
Everyone that I have talked to about this has basically like kind of put their hands up and been like, I don't know, that's weird. And I was like, you know what? I think I'll just ask Anna. And like,
no, Lillian, I'm totally
really...
failing you. Fuck. Oh God.
So
I'm
the
so
only
sorry.
Other person who's had, you know, had like the only person who has something like a real plan is my boyfriend, and it's not the nicest.
What did he
but
say?
I wasn't gonna go with it. Right
What's his plan?
That.
Tell me what his plan
well,
is.
His plan is just to tell him. Just to tell him to stop, that it's weird and that you feel that
no, but
I, feel that
but
it's
I don't, Anna, I think you're right. You don't want to, because it might, well, he might take it the wrong way.
Well, he will because he's
and I, yeah,
asking
and I don't
for
wanna
something.
Make him mad, and
from
I don't
want
to make my life more difficult.
Exactly,
considering exactly. we're still in court.
Right. So exactly. So I would do like a friendly emoji, and then when everything's finalized, if it still is happy, because he's looking for a reaction from you. That's why I think it's potentially like, I don't know. It's a little bit of a red flag territory. So I would wait till okay. after everything's said and done,
okay.
like do cute emojis towards him, like, whoa, whatever. And that's it. And I would wait, though. I would wait like at least 20 minutes before you emojied him and only do that.
Okay.
That it's a
okay.
strong passive aggressive stance.
And I'll just send him the princess emoji. It'll be all right.
And then when everything is sort of said and done, if he's still asking, because that's Lily, what you're telling us to me reads as like, this guy is still asking things from you. He wants your attention. So which is asking things from you. And, that it's a burden on you. And I'm sorry.
So your advice is to be nice and deal with it.
No, it's to be specific. It's specifically like one emoji.
One emoji, and then
yep,
and that's then, it.
Yeah, and
it's like, very simple advice.
And like 20 minutes later, and
because then you think he might stop. He might get the.
I don't think he will.
No,
but because
I don't think he will either.
But because you guys are still going through the process of the divorce, and so there are things at stake. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to do anything now that jeopardizes anything at all. So you just play nice, and then if shit happens, like after the divorce is final, then that's when you say, "All right, dude, listen, shit's over. Sorry, you don't get this sweet pussy again."
How's the divorce going? Are you guys going through like individual lawyers, or do you have a mediator? What do you have? Lawyers?
Mediation was a disaster.
Okay.
It's going to go to court. We're basically just.
It's going to go to court. Okay. Like, then you have to be really, really, really nice to him.
No, listen to me, because then he'll
show text messages. He's looking for her to say, "Hey, will you stop texting me?" And then he can go to court and say, "Hey, look, this wife is unfit for
emoji solution."
Okay,
was a good one.
Fine. Well, I'm glad we didn't ask her these questions before. Now we have some more information.
Like, can you imagine, like, the divorce lawyers being like, "Okay, well, whatever. Defendant A texted, I got caught in a rainstorm, got a flat tire." Whoops, now heading over to my girlfriend's, and defendant B just texted back, whoops, like with a smiley, like an emoji, like with a tongue sticking out. Like,
okay, fine. So until the divorce is finalized, all of your communication, all of your correspondence is going to be through emojis. He'll write words and we'll respond with an emoji.
I can do that, actually.
I actually love that. I think that's the best. That's our legal advice.
Lily, you are talking to a couple of divorcees.
That's true.
On my end, a couple of times over. Sim, you've only been like...
Once. And I just had a baby. Things are going well for now.
Yeah, not getting late.
That's not grounds for divorce. Not getting late is... She's an amazing mother, and she's doing an incredible job. I love you, Amy.
Lily, will you please keep in touch and let us know how things go?
Absolutely.
He's clearly a bit confused, and he wants you back. He misses you, but I would say do a minimal amount of placation until the divorce is final, and then sort of see where things are at. You know what I'm saying? He sounds like your ex is probably a narcissist that is viewing this as a big failure, even though he probably, I don't know, contributed healthily to the divorce, I imagine.
I won't lay all the blame on his doorstep, but yeah, he was definitely a contributor.
You're a brave, strong woman, Lily, and I love you. Thank you so much.
Lily.
Please
tell us what happens. Please.
I love you too, Anna. Oh my gosh. And yes, I will. And thank you so much.
Please be in touch.
Bye.
I will.
Okay, wait. So, Sim, that was a good caller.
I want to say something.
Yeah.
This is probably the first time in history where towards the beginning when you started giving the emoji advice, I fucking hated it. I'm like, this is going to be another one of those.
Oh, I love it. Sim, you are a brave, strong man.
And
I think
by the end of it, you had me... turned around.
Thank you,
because not only is the advice good, it's also completely original. Like, I never think about it. It makes perfect sense. It does.
You were the one who taught me how to like things.
Oh, yeah, the liking things. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't your mind... I mean...
This is the best advice. I'm kind of blown away by how genius... This is perfect, especially while the divorce proceedings are still going, if they're going to go to court.
Sam,
I love this.
Thank you. It is really sweet of you to say.
This is like $1,000 now lawyer shit right here. This is like, you blew me away with that.
Take I don't know. I just feel like, but Sim.
Emoji. But I mean, the answer was emoji.
You're the one who taught me the way.
Right. Right.
Of the emoji.
It's true. All right. It was a team effort here. All right, Anna, thank you for joining us here at the lovely WeWork Unqualified Studios. WeWork Unqualified Studios. We're at the WeWork Unqualified Studios.
Oh, man.
Where are we, Anna? Where were you saying?
I need a jingle.
Like, oh, can you take me back to WeWork Unqualified?
No, it has to be a little more like marchy. Like WeWork,
WeWork, WeWork, WeWork. I like that. Keep going. Well, you know what, Josh? Let's put some temp music underneath here. Let's put a little bit of.
This is so fucking late. We'll work on it. Yeah, Josh, okay. Help us work on this.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
Love you. Good
love
night.
Love you too, Sam. That was the first time I should love you.
I know. I think I just want to go home.
Yeah, I do too. All right, bye.
Bye.